The state hopes to buy more than 50,000 acres of land to connect the Northern Highlands State Forest to the National Forest in Upper Michigan. The goal is to improve timber management, expand snowmobile and ATV trails, and protect wild lakes from development. The Vilas County Board went on record against the plan in August. Board Chair Charlie Raella says the state already owns too much land in the area. He says adding more will drive up local property taxes.
It jacks up the prices of the property that's left. Anybody that's living up here or trying to make a living or working, he can't afford to live on a lake anymore because he can't pay the taxes.
But state forestry officials say the state will pay an annual fee in lieu of taxes for any land it buys and will only buy land from willing sellers. Forestry Division spokesperson Kent Van Horn.
The boundary expansion will not cause us to go knocking on doors asking for people's land. That's not what we do. What it does is it provides us the opportunity to respond to opportunities as they develop. Because if the land isn't in a project boundary, we're not allowed to pursue acquisition.
Van Horn says there was strong local support for expanding the state forest from local residents at hearings this spring. Joe Hovel of Conover runs a small wood products factory in the area. He says the county board has it wrong and that most in the area believe protecting more land from development will help the economy by promoting tourism.
People visit Vilas County, pay $100 or more a night for a motel room or a resort to see trees and rivers and lakes. They don't pay that kind of money to come to Vilas County to see development and stumps and blacktop.
Hovel accuses the county board of caving into pressure from local real estate developers. He says they inflated the amount of land the state hopes to buy by 40,000 acres to win support for the resolution opposing the forest expansion. Some county board members now say they'd change their votes, but most say they still oppose more state land buying on principle. There will be more public hearings on the state forest plan this winter. It will go to the Natural Resources Board in the spring. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.